pulling back the lens, looking at the state overall, the New Jersey has been reporting now over a succession of days more than 3,000 positive tests. State's latest positivity rate was just a tick over 12%. It's the highest since mid-May, but lower than the first wave. Of course, that's when tests were in short supply and the rate surpassed 50% in early May. But it's still significantly higher than the summer when the rate was hovering around the 4% mark. Essex County once again reporting the most new cases. Bergen, Passaic, Union counties. And Hampden, Hudson, Middlesex, Monmouth, Sussex, Warren further down the list. Look at rates, the New Jersey now has the nation's highest coronavirus death rate per 100,000 people, and we're now averaging over 30,000 COVID-19 tests per day. If you want to find a positive, deaths are not increasing at the rate they were back in March and April. That's being credited because hospitals are getting better now at treating the virus. The all-important transmission rate is up to 1.3. Rates had been hovering around the 1.2, even the 1-teens, going through around middle and early October. Now, 1.3 doesn't sound like a lot, but here's what that math means. That means for every 100 infected people, they will spread the virus to 130 others. In tandem with this are the record number of cases, growing at a rate far greater than the rate of testing. That's throughout the U.S. Hospitals, along with their ICU units, in many areas are at capacity, as are a growing number of morgues. By the way, refrigeration trucks that are typically used to transport produce and dairy products are now being used to store bodies. Yeah, not exactly dignified, is that? And yet the COVID-19 deniers, they continue with their war against reality. They are, after all these months, though, scraping for an argument to make that's something that people will possibly buy. Well, think about this. They claim coronavirus, same as the flu. The case and the death numbers, delete that claim now. They try to make you believe that the case and death numbers in themselves are fake, but the examination of death certificates in the scientific way kicks that idiocy to the curb. Then there was only old people get the virus. Now there are parents of around 100,000 children so far who can quickly refute that. Keep in mind that the coronavirus is more than the flu. It leaves many inflicted by it with cardio and respiratory problems long after the virus cleared, no matter what their age is. So, what are the COVID-19 deniers resorting to now? Oh, people die every day. What's the big deal? I've got a message for those who say that, from Karma. She's looking for you. These are the same people, of course, too, who find wearing a face mask and social distancing to be an intrusion that they are going to resist as if there's some revolutionary war patriot saying that they can't be forced to comply. Well, you can. You see, when the stores deny you entrance, when the restaurants and salons deny you service, when the police fine you, you know, you can be at least influenced to comply. Selfishness and arrogance bring with it a cost that, well, right now, those are the people that are too selfish and arrogant to see